News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The proposed mental health bill could deny patients with serious mental illnesses access to medical treatment. That is according to the Irish Medical Organisation, and the IMO are going to bring these concerns to the Oireachtas Joint Committee on Health. And I'm joined now by Brendan Kelly, consultant psychiatrist for the IMO and professor of psychiatry at Trinity College in Dublin. Brendan, explain your concerns about these new proposals.
Well, the mental health bill would replace the current legislation, which governs the treatment of people who are so severely ill that they lack the capacity to make decisions themselves. It's worth pointing out, Ciara, that this is only a very small number of people with mental illness. Most people receive treatment in the community voluntarily through their GPs and primary care, and others at mental health services voluntarily. But for the minority of people who lose the capacity to make decisions because of maybe schizophrenia or bipolar disorder, we need legislation that both ensures access to care and protects human rights. And of course, access to care is in itself a human right. The concerns about the bill as it's currently proposed are many, and perhaps the largest ones is that it creates a dual process. So the criteria to be deprived of liberty owing to mental illness are different to the criteria for being treated. And this is a very real concern, because if somebody is so unwell, maybe hearing voices, maybe having agitated and risky behavior, that they need to be detained, they should also receive the treatment that they need. These should not be two separate processes, and there should not be people who meet the criteria to be detained but do not get treated. You know, if one loses one's liberty for a period of time owing to severe illness, surely treatment should be given for that illness in all cases.
Okay, so to sort of make that accessible for listeners, we're talking about people who have involuntary admissions to hospital. People would talk sometimes about people being committed, would be the layperson's term, or sectioned. So they're involuntarily there. And what you're saying is this would allow people to be admitted involuntarily, but that they wouldn't be involuntarily allowed to be given treatment. So you'd have somebody who might be psychotic in some way and very mentally unwell in hospital now and not getting any treatment. This would be a change of the current situation where people are involuntarily admitted, but then they are treated sort of immediately once they are admitted. Why was this brought about as a good idea in the first place?
Well, it appears to have been fueled by certain ideas about the protection of human rights and other bits of legislation, including the new capacity legislation. But it really doesn't meet those requirements either. And Ciara, it is probably worth emphasising that Ireland's rate of being committed or sectioning or involuntary admission are very, very low compared to international standards. So, for example, Ciara, at this moment in time, Ireland, we have about 2,000 people in our psychiatric hospitals and inpatient units. And of those, fewer than 400 have been sectioned. And the majority of those will be discharged within a month. And the reason we can do this is we can provide evidence-based treatments very quickly following admission. Okay. And this is reviewed by tribunals. Patients have legal representatives.
I take entirely your point and the difficulties that the psychiatrists will be facing and the patients will be facing in this instance should this be passed. Is this a kind of a legacy issue for civil liberties groups? Because there was a time, I agree with you, we have very few people now under involuntary admissions, but there was a time when we had some of the highest in the world, I think it's fair to say, Brendan. And is this a legacy issue that people are afraid of our system because they don't understand that it has evolved?
Yes, that is precisely it. In the 1950s and 1960s, we had more people in psychiatric hospitals per head of population than any country in the world before or since. Now we have the third lowest number of psychiatric beds per head of population in the EU. So the key human rights issue today is not excessive admission. The key human rights issue, as I think we know, Ciara, is access to services rather than protection from over-exuberant admission. And, you know, this is something the IMO is very concerned about. Ireland needs around a total of 760 consultant psychiatrists, but 30% of posts are unfilled at the moment. Okay. And it's also worth noting this bill, of course, does not give a single single euro more to mental health services. So concerns about CAMHS or waiting list or access to services are not addressed by the proposed legislation.
Look, thank you very much for joining us and raising those very valid concerns. That is Brendan Kelly, their consultant psychiatrist for the IMO and professor of psychiatry at Trinity College in Dublin.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.